A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. Yesterday, we looked at certain principles and disciplines, spiritual disciplines that are very important in our lives. We consider them as disciplines or associates or companions, associations that we must keep, companions we must have if we must record testimonies in our lives, the routes we must follow to record testimonies or to see the greater glory that God has promised us. Don't forget, in life, nothing just happens. Whatever you see happen is made to happen. So somebody must do something to make it happen. The promises of God, they are not without conditions. There are conditions precedent. If we want to see the fulfillment of those promises of God in our lives, it is the doing, the observation of the principles connected to the word of God, to the fulfillment of the promises of God, that enhances the performance of the fulfillment of those promises in our lives. In other words, the promises of God are there, and when you obey the principles that are connected, then you enjoy the provisions that has been made yours. And so we looked at the word of God as a major companion in our journey of life and destiny. We saw that the word of God shows us what belongs to us. It is the word of God that shows you the things that have been freely given unto you. God has given us all things richly to enjoy, but we know those things that God has given to us from the word of God. We did say that the word of God is the will. We are the testator. God himself has bequeathed unto us certain blessings and riches and honor and glory, yea, greater glory for that matter. But there is the need, however, for us to search the scriptures, to search the word, and know those things that have been given to us, our inheritances in the world, and then we can claim them. Similar to this, we looked at the Spirit of God, another great companion of ours, the Spirit of the living God. We also know the things that have been freely given to us by the Spirit of God, as said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and in verse number 12. So by the Spirit of God, we know those things that have been freely given to us. They are revealed to us by the Spirit of God. So the word of God shows us what belongs to us. It shows you what belongs to you. The Spirit of God also shows you what belongs to you and empowers you to take them, empowers you to actualize them and appropriate them into your life and into your destiny. Your third companion or discipline that you must have is that of praise, praise giving, giving praise to God. Don't forget, the word shows you what belongs to you. The Spirit of God also reveals to you the things that God has prepared for you. The Spirit of God helps you to appropriate them. The praises of God gives access. Access is granted to you by the praise of the Almighty into the presence of God and into those things that God has given to you. In Psalm 100 verse 4, the Bible says you should enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. And so praise gives us access. Praise to God or praise of God is the password that secures your access into the presence of God. This is therefore a major companion in our journey to greater glory, journey to testimonies. Every day of your life, you must learn to praise the Almighty, to give him thanks for that which he has done in your life, to give him thanks for that which he will do, and above all, to appreciate and give him thanks for who he is. He is the Almighty. He does not need your praise anyway to be God. He is God, self-sufficient, all by himself. He is God, whether you praise him or not. But the praise of God through you and from you will guarantee your access into those things that have been freely given to you. Don't forget in Psalm 67, from verse 5 to verse 7, the Bible says, "Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase." Then God will bless us. Even our God will bless us. So when you praise God, you have access to the blessings of God. You have access to fruitfulness. You have access to plenty. That is what the praise of the Almighty makes happen. And that is the reason why praise must not depart from your lips. Praise waits for thee in Zion. Let praise wait for God every day of your life. Let his praise continually be on your lips. Bless him all of the time. This gives you access to those things that are yours. Never forget the experience of Paul and Silas when they were in prison in Philippi. The Bible says at midnight, they prayed and sang praises to God. The prisoners heard them, and access was given to them to their freedom and to their liberty. Their chains fell off their hands, their shackles off their feet, and doors were opened unto them. Door symbolizes access. It is doors that gives you access. Access to blessings, to breakthrough, access to promotion, access. So access was granted unto them as doors opened for them. The praise of God gives you access. If you want access to those things that God has freely given to you, if you want access to testimonies in your life, if you want access to greater glory, above and apart from all that discipline and other things, then learn to praise the Almighty God. Number four, prayers. If you must secure access to testimonies and greater glory, you must be a man of his knees. You must always cause your knees to bend. Bend, go on your knees in prayers. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, the Bible says, "Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, ye shall find, and knock, the door shall be opened." Verse 8 says, "He that asketh, receiveth; he that seeketh, findeth; and to him that knocketh, the door shall be opened." So seek always, ask always, and knock always. Never forget. The word of God makes it clear to us in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 4, verses 15 and 16. The Bible says, For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, and yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Through prayers, as we come to the throne of grace, we obtain mercy. We find grace to help in the time of need. It is important for you to pray. It is a major discipline that cannot be negotiated. If you must record testimonies in your life, you must pray. You have heard it before. Hear it again, that nothing just happens. Things happen when we pray. So there is the need for you to pray. Pray to make things happen. Prayer changes situations. Prayers turn things around. When you ask, you receive. When you seek in the place of prayers, you find. When you knock through prayers, the doors will be opened unto you. Pray. In your praying, never forget to pray also in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Spirit. Don't forget. You don't know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself helps our infirmities. He intercedes for us. He prays for us. So it is important for you to pray in the Holy Ghost. This is how what has been prepared for you will be revealed to you. As you pray in the Holy Ghost, confusions are removed. You will not be stranded. You will know what to do. You will know where to go as you pray in the Holy Ghost. Jude verse 20 says, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. This is very important. Pray and pray in the Holy Ghost. These are major and non-negotiable routes or channels to testimonies and to greater glory. You must be accompanied or company with these disciplines and this person in your life and in your destiny every day of your life. This discipline must be with you. You must be involved with all this so you can record testimonies in your life. Do not forget, there are very many principles and disciplines that the believer must be engaged with in order to see greater glory. But we have mentioned this so we can prepare ourselves for on our journey into testimonies, our journey to greater glory. And may you be there. May you get there. May you receive it. May you get into greater glory. And may you obtain those things that God has promised you in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayer and say, Father, as I praise you, let access be given to me into your presence and into those things that have been freely given to me in the name of Jesus. Father, as I praise you every day of my life, let access be given to me into your presence, and let access be given to me to those things that you have made mine, the things you have provided for me to enjoy. Let access be given unto me, unto them all, by the power of your Spirit, in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to pray and ask that the Holy Spirit will open your eyes to the things that God has prepared for you, that it will help your infirmities and help you to appropriate them to the praise of the glory of the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Holy Spirit divine, I ask that you will open my eyes to those things that God has freely given to me, the things that God has prepared for me. Reveal those things to me and help me to appropriate them. I pray, Holy Spirit divine, that you will help my infirmities. Help me in every area of weakness. Pray for me, Spirit of the living God. Intercede for me, Holy Spirit, with such groanings that cannot be uttered. Help me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name, I'd like you to lift up your voice and begin to declare, this is my year of greater glory. I will record glory in every department of my life. I will have great testimonies to share. I will not be barren of good things. I will not be barren of testimonies. I will have greater things that God has prepared for me to enjoy to the praise of the glory of his name, in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer. I declare, it is my year of greater glory, my year of testimonies. I will not be barren of testimonies. I will not lack good things to enjoy to the praise of the glory of the name of the Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us this Sunday for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral, Salmon the UI Road, Ibadan. Time for our great service is 7:30 a.m. for the School of the Spirit and 8:30 for the worship service. Don't miss it. The Lord bless you as you attend. You may wish to join this meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. If you are in Lagos, join us at Etisalat Building, opposite WAEC office, Ogba, Lagos. Time for the service is 9 a.m. If you are in Abeokuta, join us at Ebimfem Filling Station, Itaeko, Abeokuta, and time for the service there is 8 a.m. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is at Yemi Grace Man. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Grace Man Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.